50208 Media. My name is Robbie DeShazer, and you're listening to Tap Heads. Back in 2019, I started introducing my best friends, Carter and Wendy, to the wide and wonderful world of craft beer. Since then, we've tried tons of different brews from all over the world. But then we had an idea. What if instead of limiting ourselves to just beer, we opened the floodgates and tried all the great drinks the world had to offer? So now we're diving into the world of wine, whiskey, tequila, cocktails, and yeah, still drinking beer. Basically, if it's found behind the bar, we want to talk about it. Because after all, the best part of drinking isn't what's in your cup. It's the people you share it with. This is Tap Heads.
What up?
What a weird energy to bring to the
start.
Yeah,
I don't know.
This is kind of a low-key day.
It is kind of a low-key day.
We're recording on a Monday.
Well, you shouldn't have talked about that topic before this, because now I'm wanting to talk about that topic instead of beer.
You want
to
talk about
it's fine.
What?
You can think about it all episode.
I think we could also get an Airbnb in Austin.
I mean, there's lots of stuff.
And then get one with a pool.
That seems... overcomplicating it. Well, don't worry.
We have a bachelor party to plan after this
episode.
It's not
hard to say book.
I thought you were going to talk about cinnamon rolls.
Books?
No, I'm not as you... Well, I like breads. What's up? This is Winnie with the W here on Tap Heads, the only show on the internet where we talk crap, beer, wine, liquor.
We talk.
Steal your thunder.
Thank you. We did it.
We opened the show.
And Carter Spilliards is also here.
I am.
And I'm Robbie DeShazer.
In a way?
Well, what way are you not here? Because I know the ways that you are here.
It's true.
Which is that you were present.
I don't know that.
You're looking me in the eyes.
I don't know the ways that I'm not here.
That's wow, Robbie, what are you teaching us today?
Robbie is beautiful.
I ate a whole bag of mushrooms before this episode.
But it's fine. They were...
I'm going to come down just before my vaccine appointment.
I had a shrimp yesterday.
They were shiitake. It's not even... He ate a whole bag of shiitake.
Was it yesterday?
Just a portobello.
Not on a portobello for an hour and a half.
I had
it's one of those like little black styrofoam containers of a lot of little portobello mushrooms.
I had two different mushrooms this weekend.
Psychedelic?
One psychedelic, one the mushroom Swiss burger.
Well,
wait, you had a psychedelic mushroom?
I did.
She had a psychedelic mushroom Swiss burger?
Ooh.
No. Not that. That would be crazy. It was dope.
Do I need to edit this part out for like legal reasons?
I don't know. Maybe
did you leave the Whataburger in my fridge?
Yes. Bow.
That's my edit point.
Thanks. What up? I had a mushroom Swiss burger.
I wasn't sure what you were gonna say.
So I had a mushroom.
Stop it.
I'm just wanting to share my Whataburger order. So I had a mushroom.
Oh, fuck off.
I had a mushroom Swiss burger.
She had a magic mushroom Swiss burger.
Wink, wink. Anyways, I forgot the remainder of it in Carter's fridge, and I was praying that he wouldn't throw it out until today.
I almost threw it out.
Yes, so I can have that after the show.
I almost had Clark take it to your house.
Oh, sweet.
But then I forgot and thought, Wendy will figure it out when she gets here.
Yes, I know. I was thinking about it.
Yeah. So what Wendy's talking about is scheduling some magical mystery tours for my bachelor party.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying it's not hard to book an Airbnb.
Step right this way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
red party.
What's everyone been?
We're Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
Correct.
We hope you will enjoy the show.
Exactly.
But beer?
Anyone been drinking shit
or wine?
I've had just today.
You went to a brewery.
Four different beers. Went to a brewery right after work.
Wow. Did you sit alone?
I did.
At the bar.
Oh, okay.
Actually, at a table.
Oh,
I wanted to space out. So there's a guy at the bar not wearing a mask, and I was like, come on. Well, I get it because you're drinking. But also, like, at the bar, it's just like...
Yeah, rude.
Come on, man.
I don't know what their setup is.
I mean, everything's the same.
Was it dope?
There was, like, no one there, though.
I've seen bars where, like, they've set up the plexiglass between the bartender.
No, they did not have that.
Kim's has that, the restaurant.
They had that at Haru, the sushi place.
Ooh.
Which, also, if you haven't had it, go to Haru. Very good sushi.
You know, Brie went to Kura, and I was like, man, I miss Kura.
I know, I do. But I want to hear about your sales experience, because it's not far from my house, and I'd love to.
His sales experience? Tell us about your sales experience.
Well, I have quite a bit now. I used to sell fireworks. It was great. But at Celis,
oh my God, so many
which Just driving there, I realized how many breweries are all right there.
Oh, it's yeah.
It's nuts.
Just looking left and right, I was like,
Fourth Tab.
Holy shit, did not realize.
The jackpot.
Oscar all of these are right Blues. Here.
Stop doxing us. We all live close.
But
I named two.
Yeah, I didn't say what they were. I just said there were a lot.
I have more to add.
Adalbert's, Austin Beer Works.
Yeah.
Hop Squad.
There's a Culver's not far from all of us.
There's also a different hop named one.
But I
hop on
sat pop. Alone at a table, yes. But I was only in the whole thing. I was only in the bar for like, I don't know, 25 minutes maybe max.
You're vaccinated. You don't need to justify yourself.
That's fine.
I understand.
Well, so here's what happened, right? I get there and I'm like, I bring my growler, mm-hmm. which was already a Cellus growler, which the guy was like, bartender was like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, like, I'm doing well, all this, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I brought my growler because I want to fill one up, but I don't know what I want to get yet because you have a whole bunch of new things. I haven't been here in over a year. He's like, oh, cool. And he's like, yeah, we used to sell growlers, but we ran out. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I was like, this is one of yours. And he was like, oh, shit, how'd you get one? And I was like, I was here the week that you started offering them. and I was much more friendly with the previous bartender. But,
we'll go another
this
time.
This bartender yeah. sounds like a putz.
I don't know. I was lukewarm.
Don't dox him.
I was lukewarm on him.
Cellus Brewery, Austin, Texas.
Lukewarm. The one who looks like a putz? That's him.
Lukewarm on him. But,
His name's Lukewarm?
Lukewarm, yes. And when I got there, they had all these different beers, and I was like, oh, there's a whole bunch of new things here, because I haven't been to this brewery in over a year. Mm-hmm. And a number of the things that last time I was there over a year ago that the bartender I was talking to was like, oh, these are the things in the works. We're now there. So I tried a whole bunch of those because I had heard about them and wanted to try them.
Your homie set you up.
And I wanted to leave with something. And I was going there mainly for a six-pack of the Creek, which is delicious. And I'm so glad it's available in stores now.
It's so good.
It's so good. Oh, my God. It's Cherry Bliss is what it is.
Stop being nasty.
But
anyway, continue.
Anyway, so I had their
peach. We still got to talk about everyone else's
I
beers.
Know. I had their peach wit, which I really liked. That's the one I ended up getting. Spoiler alert. It's like peachy and sweet, real tasty.
Peach wit, more weedy, like no
peachy
wit.
And weedy.
More like
and
peach bitch.
Kind of everything you'd want it to be.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I had their lemon. I had their lemon lime cerveza, which was...
Dos Equis with Sprite?
It tasted like Dos Equis with a splash of Sprite in it.
I don't like that.
It was not good. I was like, I'm never going to drink this again, but it is interesting.
Mm-hmm. We'll try it on a flight.
And then that's what I did.
Yeah, sounds like what I'm talking
about. And I had the West Coast IPA, which I liked a good amount. It was a bit too bitter for my taste, but the hop profile was really good. I really liked the flavor of the hops. They just all kind of lingered a little bit too long for my liking. It was just a little too bitter.
Okay.
And then I had their quad, which was good but heavy and very boozy.
Did you call me home?
Ooh,
I could have picked you up.
Like, ooh, I could taste the booze in that one. So I got those, and then I ended up leaving with a growler of the Peach Wit and the six pack of the Creek.
Nice.
It was all in all a good time, and had the Carbach wit yesterday.
Their Sunshine Wheat?
Hadn't had it before.
Is it a wit or is it a wheat ale?
It's a wit. Mm. I actually liked it a lot. I liked it a hell of a lot more than the St. Arnold's wit, which you had yesterday.
Yeah, that was good.
And you liked more than I did because it tastes more like a regular beer and not really like a wit beer. But I really liked the Carbach wit because I got a Carbach. I was at Sam's yesterday doing some grocery shopping.
We get it, Carter. You have a whole life.
I know. And I was like, I want to get, you know, like a pack of beer, but it's, you know, there they have like a Shiner combo pack and a Carbach combo pack. Mm-hmm. And you can get a whole bunch of Revolver
Blood and Honey.
If you want it, which I like Revolver Blood and Honey, but you can get a whole lot. And I was like, that's a whole lot of one kind of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up getting the Carbach combo with all their different stuff.
Yeah,
so I was like,
their best sellers.
Haven't had a Crawford or a
Southern Wheat. That's what it is, right?
Yeah. Or Love Street in
Love
a while.
I love Love Street.
Love Street also. I haven't had it in a while. So I got that. So that's been what I've been drinking.
Nice.
Nice. I've been on a beer kick recently, especially with just like learning even more of the brewing process.
Yeah.
Doing the home brewing, I come to appreciate some stuff a little bit more.
Which you just bottled.
I did just bottle, and I did try a little bit of the flat beer.
And?
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. I think it's good. I could not tell if it tasted a little soapy because of the sanitizer solution that was in the bottle still, or if it tasted soapy because it tastes soapy. Hoping the other one is true.
Yeah.
Hoping that it just is that I got a little bit of sanitizer, food safe sanitizer foam in my mouth. And,
there was a lot. You kept constantly cleaning everything with that.
You're supposed to. You
were doing your good job.
Other than that, though, and I'm excited, so that'll be 2 weeks before we probably have that. I'll try it, and maybe we'll have it on the next episode.
Yeah.
I already have ideas for how to make it better.
That's awesome.
With the beer?
Yeah.
Overall.
I guess it could be on the next episode. I was like, isn't it?
2 weeks from now.
I guess 2 weeks, yeah.
Anyway.
How easy was it to bottle?
Oh, super easy.
Yeah.
We did it in... We probably did it faster than we should have. We could have done it in like an hour and a half. We probably did it in an hour.
Yeah.
But super. I mean, we got 9 full bottles out of it. So for a 1 gallon batch, that's not bad. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to beef it up to a 2.5 gallon batch for the next one. And we'll see what happens.
You should do a wheat beer.
I'm doing the grapefruit IPA. I'm going to perfect the recipe.
You're going to do it again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to not do the brewer's best kit, even though I think it worked and it taught me a lot. I'm going to build my own recipe from what
That'll be cool.
I'm going to use some hops that I think are more citrus forward instead of, this is kind of a IPA with some grapefruit peel and some natural flavoring added later. This I want to use actual stuff to bring Common, that, Citra hops to actually get the grapefruit flavor. As well, I'm also going to throw in some fresh grapefruit peel and some stuff like that. But we'll mess around with it. We'll see what. And then that's the one I sent you both the label, and we're not going to reveal the name yet.
Okay. I don't remember it.
But we will. That's the one that will be named and labeled.
Let's hope we don't get a cease and desist from
whoever. I don't know who that would technically come from.
I don't either.
Anyway, things I've had, though, we both tried it, was the Three Nations Brewing Sucker Punch Berliner Weiss.
Yeah.
With the Sour Punch straws in it.
It was...
It tasted like it did.
Yeah.
Tasted like Berliner Weiss with Sour Punch straws in it.
It was not that sour, which I liked.
It was really refreshing.
Yeah.
Other stuff, I tried my first jelly beans. Asahi nice Super Dry. The Japanese lager. Tried that for the first time.
The super dry?
The Asahi super dry.
Was it super dry?
Yeah, I mean, for a beer, yeah.
Like it went in liquid and came out sand.
Yeah. Because I always, you know, drink and then spit out.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, you drank and you were like, I'm trying to swallow this, but then you just start coughing and it came out. It's just dust.
I will say, was a lot better than I was expecting. And so I had never tried it before. I'll definitely get it again. Other stuff, I had a couple things from Blue Owl Brewing. I had their Tiki Hop Totem, which is a milkshake IPA with pineapple and coconut.
How was that? Sounds good.
Yeah, that's the one I was saying that tastes like the sunscreen. Tastes like the way the sunscreen smells.
I really want to... Okay, because I've had... I think I've complained about it a lot. The Martin House, like a pina colada cream ale or something. Yeah.
So, this is closer to what you want.
Good.
So
it doesn't even taste like a pina colada.
Pineapple, yeah, pineapple and coconut are very interesting to try.
I'd love to make a pineapple beer.
Ooh.
If you could do it right. So many places do it wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like they never taste like pineapple.
Well, learn and do it.
I feel like you'd have to do a sour.
And then I had the liquid bake sale sour peach cobbler from Blue Owl, supporting Texas Brewers Guild. Or Texas Craft Brewing Guild, as well as Tex Malt from DFW, the malt factory. Malt. I don't know what you call it. Malt Miller.
Malt.
And then I had 2 beers from Pine House Pizza, their Cat Dad Alt Beer, which I thought was fantastic. I really think it's right up your alley, Carter. Kind of dark and not heavy, but like heavier for something that's like 5.1 with like a really crisp finish to it.
I can dig it.
And then Weatherlight, which was their wit beer, which I would say was fine. It wasn't.
Honestly, the more wit beers I try, the more I'm like, why is this so hard for people to get?
Yeah.
A lot of wit beers I try, I'm like, this just tastes like a lager.
Or you're leaning too heavily into like the banana and clove of like a Hefeweizen or something, and that doesn't always do it for me. Those are my beer things I've had. I haven't drank a lot of liquor recently, but those are my beers.
I'm so excited for it to be spring and summer so I can start drinking my Live Oak Hefeweizen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I could get it all year round, but it really is a spring and summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not the right mood without that.
It's the most refreshing beer. One of them.
Have we done the Live Oak Hef?
We've had it on here.
Okay.
We've definitely had it. On like our summer beers episode.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it, or we've at least talked about it.
Yeah.
I'll go back. Wendy, have you drank anything interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I've had the St. Arnold's beer that you said yesterday.
Yeah.
What was it? It was called?
Their wit.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't remember what it's called either.
I agree. When you said that when Robbie pointed out the bananas or the cloves of like that, like the sweeter flavor, that's what I got from that. That it was like, yeah, because I feel like with wit, it's not as sweet. And yeah, I got that from that one. So it was much, I liked that one a lot. Had that wine yesterday you also poured. I was at Carter's. So what was the wine you had?
Unanime.
Yeah, that's good.
An Argentinian.
Thank you.
Unanime.
We just couldn't figure out how to say it. I finished.
Unami?
No. It was UNA. So una and then like anime. ANIME. Oh. Unanime, and it was all one word, and there was an accent on the A, so unanime.
Yeah, I don't really trust it. So I have that. I had the ABW porter that I could not find. Turns out I'd finished them all, and I forgot. It was delicious.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that here in a second.
Yeah.
If you haven't read the episode title already, thank you for just trusting us to talk about whatever.
Yeah.
But we're finally doing it. I think since the beginning of the show, we've been saying, oh, we'll do an Austin Beer Works episode one day. We'll do an Austin Beer Works episode one day. We're doing an Austin Beer Works episode.
Yeah. Finally.
I don't know what we're going to do after this. This was kind of our back pocket episode.
And it came in just perfectly in handy here. Because we have a killer episode for our next one.
Yes, we're going to.
It's going to be very exciting.
We're going to work out the details on our break, probably.
Yes, but for this episode, we thought, why not?
Let's finally, one of our favorite breweries.
Break out the ABW. Mm-hmm. I personally do not like ABW that much.
Really?
But I'm hoping that it changes after this episode.
Mm. Wendy and I stand.
One of the top breweries in Austin. Consistently great. And their core are solid throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And they do some fun stuff.
They've been doing a lot of fun stuff this year.
Yeah.
Every ABW I've had, I've been like, this is fine, but not as good as I want it to be.
So we are now going to be replacing Carter with a true believer, Aaron Chamberlain.
Oh my God.
No, I do like Pearl Snap a lot.
Aaron likes all beers.
It's a shame we won't be featuring it on this episode.
Yeah. Probably hope this, them.
This would be, if you're going to have Aaron on an episode, this would have been the one to have him on.
We'll figure it out, guys.
We'll get the Austin Post Beer Guide guys on this.
Well, yeah, that would be great.
I want to love it.
Well, I think too, also, your profile, right, where your profile skews, because, like, ABW's core beers are all, like...
Very crisp.
Yeah.
I do like beer, a crisp beer.
But they don't have a wit on... right?
They don't at all.
I don't think of, like, weedy beers.
They don't really do weedy. They don't really have hefts. They don't really do box.
Nope.
We'll have a wheat beer later.
Yeah.
And they have their Crystalweizen every year.
Yeah, that's true.
So, they got some
stuff. Also weren't crazy about the Crystalweizen.
I was not. I was not a fan of the Crystalweizen.
But it is a wheat beer.
It's true.
And they do Einhorn.
The Einhorns are good.
Yeah. Einhorn is a favorite regardless of your feelings on.
That's true.
Awesome. I think maybe you're just not a fan of their core.
It's possible. Yeah.
But let's get into it. Our first beer of the night. Mm-hmm. These first three, actually all of these are kind of in their core typical lineup.
I was going to say, when you think ABW and you...
These are the six.
These are the six.
These are some of the
six. But these first three, I feel like, are the main three. Like, if you think of ABW, these three will spread. Like, if someone told me just name ABW beers, these are the ones that would first come to mind.
Yeah, that's fair. The first one, of course, maybe my favorite can of the three, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think the white can is so...
It is a good look.
They're all practically the same. But the white can is very clean looking.
It is.
I don't want to say which one's my favorite because you'll know by the color of what we're having next.
But... Peacemaker. It's their golden ale. They call it an anytime ale. It comes in at 5% with 15 IBUs. This is probably the easiest drinking two of the
Cool.
Super clear, super golden.
Got a lovely beer smell.
Yeah, definitely smells like beer.
Another thing, I think ABW does like a lot of just
super grassy nose too.
It's delicious.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be great in the summer and spring, mostly summer, I think. But
oh, I love this beer.
They do. I think
it's crisp.
They just do a lot of just like it's solid beer.
Yeah.
Like you think beer, ABW beer.
Yeah.
And I think they've really drilled that with their.
You know what I did forget?
What?
Water.
Oh yeah.
Y'all talk
Can you grab us some water, folks?
It's light, it's grassy.
Yeah, super light, super grassy.
It's sort of filtered.
It's not crazy hop forward, but I don't expect that out of a 15 IBU beer.
But you still get it. Like, there's still bitterness in it.
There's a definite bitterness.
Which I like because for how light you can drink it, it's like the bitterness comes at the end, and even then, it's not there long.
No, this is very.
Yeah. This is like. I don't know. I don't really like how it lingers.
Really? I think it's very similar to Miller High Life, honestly.
Yeah. It is crisp.
Look, I love Miller Lite.
Me too.
I love Miller Lite.
Well, Miller High Life is what I'm thinking, where it just is very, like,
yeah.
Truly that earned the champagne of beers name because.
Oh, I haven't had that in a while.
It's
I don't remember.
Astringent at the end. It's kind of dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does, like, the bubbles hit your tongue and then it's all gone. But this is super drinkable.
Oh, yeah.
All of their beers could be considered lawnmower beers.
This is kind of what I call a Dorito beer.
A Dorito beer?
You have this beer and a handful of Doritos, mm-hmm. and you eat the handful of Doritos, wash down with the beer, makes for a killer combination.
I don't do that with my beer like this.
I don't do that either.
This flavor. I'm like, the hoppiness on this, I'm like, no, I don't mix up my Doritos.
No, I just...
Maybe that's like, why you don't
If you're
like
watching
it.
Like a game...
And what games are you watching, Carter?
I watch football.
How many times of the year you watch football?
A couple.
Anyways.
And how many times when you watched those games did you have a beer and Doritos?
Usually every time.
Okay, fair. That's fair. I don't... But what... Okay, what is your go-to Dorito beer, then?
I don't know.
Cool Ranch beer.
Cool Ranch beer, yeah.
Ew, no, something even like- worse. That's even worse with the pacemaker. Peacemaker, I keep saying, my mind, I keep thinking pacemaker, and that pacemaker. Is not the same thing. Peacemaker.
It's a good one. John Cena's character.
No, like, if I were to have a Miller.
Squad. Yeah.
If I were to have a Miller, or mm-hmm. if I were to have something like this, where it's just a light, you know.
A Bud Light Platinum.
Exactly. Not that I would ever touch a Bud Light.
You can touch a Bud Light Platinum.
I've never had a Bud Light Platinum.
Oh, I know what our next episode
we
is.
Should, I've been dying to do, like, basic beers. We could be basic beers, bitch.
Sure.
We already have the name.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm telling you. Because we do Miller, we do Bud.
What if we did so high-class basic beers?
Just the premium?
The premium.
The champagne, the Michelob.
We'll see. We can talk about it. It'll happen one day.
Look,
with Seltzer's Part 2.
Guys, we could do beer pong.
I think Seltzer's Part 2 should be mocktails, but that's just me.
Seltzer's is a different episode.
Seltzer's Part 2 is Wendy's episode.
There are so many guys, the chapter of Seltzer's will never end. St. Arnold's
is doing...
And they'll
all be bad.
St. Arnold's is doing a Seltzer. Dogfish announced their Seltzer recently.
Eastsiders has been doing seltzers for a while now.
We haven't tried it.
I did not like the Eastside seltzers, unfortunately.
We do that. And then there's so many canned cocktails. Everyone's getting the canned cocktail.
I know, that's what I was saying.
I had a whiskey cola from Crown Royal a couple weeks ago. It's not good. Not good.
I don't like Crown
and Coke. Have you had the canned wine?
I don't think I have. Mm-mm. I've had a...
Also, Wendy gets... the second pour on this one because she deserves it.
Thank you.
You mean the one out of all of them that I said I liked the most?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
I thought you wanted me to perform.
With what is already my clear, maybe my favorite beer,
mm-hmm.
I give it to the person who appreciates Beer Works as much as I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love this beer.
As does the whole world.
Just checking. What was the can date on the back? I didn't check any of them.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah. These are all super fresh.
Fresh.
Yep. This is January.
January?
This is March 22nd.
Oh, wow. This
this is December 22nd. My bad.
Oh, that's fine. This one is, this one's February 4th, so that's good.
Canned wine, fun fact, gross, not good. But my mom got a whole bunch of them for my graduation party, and then we didn't really end up drinking that many because there weren't that many people because this was right when the pandemic was starting. Not that there were that many people invited anyway, but...
We would have maybe been invited had...
Yeah, but I ended up just having friends and
Lee, if really you're listening, family, throw another one. We'll be there.
But yeah, we have a 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
My in person graduation is not until next fall, I think. So.
Wow.
Or this fall.
Wow.
You
know, same weekend as my wedding.
Oh yeah. Which will I go to?
I'm not.
But the canned wine, gross. However, it is significantly boozier than you might think. Because one can is equivalent to like 2 or 3 glasses of wine.
Point me.
And if you think one can equals one glass, then you will find yourself...
on the floor.
Yeah, before you know it.
Wine girl wasted.
So this here is, that we've all just poured, is Pearl Snap German Style Pilsner. 5.3% alcohol by volume, 45 IBUs. I don't think of this being a super hoppy beer, but compared to the Peacemaker, it smells like an IPA comparatively.
I think you can smell it, but like the flavor of it's like less bitter.
Yes, it smells like a fresh meadow.
We all love the Pearl Snap, I think.
Pearl Snap
the
is...
The whole world loves
it's Pearl hard to beat. It's delicious.
Like I said, it may be my favorite beer.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I want to say I've had the next one. I'm sure I have, but I don't
can't remember having
I
that
I don't
one,
remember it.
But I like the color.
It may be one that I've seen before.
I haven't really been talking about the can styles just because they're all, so far they're all the same. They're all the flag with the Austin Beer Works teardrop, raindrop.
Beer drop.
The Peacemaker's white. The Pearl Snap's green, which I love.
The A is silver.
And then next one, green. But,
this was one sip because it's just such a funny,
it's so good.
It's the most crushable. I can't even describe the flavor. I love the hop notes on it. I love the just like it's super basic, very balanced. Yeah. The most drinkable, crushable thing.
And some Pilsners might overstay their welcome. This one does not.
No, this one it does everything
it hits
it
and
to
it
do.
Gets out.
And there's still like some bitterness to this, which is great. Like there's still plenty of flavor.
And it's got a great body.
It's
to
enough
it.
Like to give it a profile.
Yeah.
But then it's not like, I think the bitterness in the Peacemaker lingers longer than the Pearl Snap. But as long as it's kind of a good barley-ish aftertaste. Yeah.
These two are really great.
It's good.
I would marry this beer if I could.
Yeah.
You can tell Maggie that. Well, she knows.
That's awkward.
She would say, yeah, I know. You would.
But it's delicious. Kind of weird, I would
a can of Pearl Snap into a lady.
This is a really good one too. Like Peacemaker, I think Peacemaker, you can give it to anyone.
Yes,
it's a good intro beer, just as they say on their site. But Pearl
Make
Snap,
peace.
Also insanely good. And honestly, I would normally offer up the Pearl Snap before the Peacemaker.
Pearl Snap also a good name.
Yes. Pearl like, Snap is a perfect
Pearl
name.
Pearl Snap's such a good beer name,
and that's why I love the color because I feel like the color is very welcoming. Like it's you know, it's cute, Nate. Cool.
This is.
I love the green, but I do think it clashes with the yellow on the drop.
Nope, hey, it's perfect.
But that's Austin Beer Works branding biased. Is like they know. Everyone knows them. Everyone recognizes the teardrop.
It's true. No, it's iconic.
This is my dad's favorite Austin Beer Works. Something that he anytime he's in town he comes and gets. So
nice.
Guess what, guys? I've
so my dad is right. So
yeah,
that's the answer.
Robert, you're right.
Yeah. What is everyone's thoughts just in general? Like, what's your final thoughts on Pearl Snap?
Pearl Snap?
I love it.
Refreshing.
Do recommend.
It's a classic. It's truly, by every definition, a classic.
Wendy, could you look something up for me?
I would love to.
How long has Austin Beer Works been making beers, and then more specifically, Pearl Snap?
You got it. As Robbie opens up the next one.
Which might actually have my favorite color scheme of
that's this. My favorite color
scheme. I was
going to
say, it's a beautiful shade.
Of the first three. I don't know how I feel in total, but that's my favorite of the three we're having.
I do like when ABW does the little patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But yeah, this is a gorgeous shade of blue.
They're also like really cool. Like I like when they do other artwork.
They had one of my favorite artworks in the middle of the pandemic, which was the Scream Inside Your Heart stout.
Yeah, I don't think I've had this.
You have not had Fire Eagle.
I don't think so.
We're talking about Fire Eagle, which is our next one, which is a beautiful shade of blue. It's their IPA. It's their American IPA.
I do love the hoppy note on the nose.
The nose is really good.
It's pretty.
It's kind of sharp.
A little bit. Fruity-ish.
This has a nice, more golden
color. I was going to say, it's got a little bit darker color, which is nice. Yeah. The head sticking around.
Yeah, it smells pretty good.
Really well. It smells delicious. Yeah, it is kind of citrusy, kind of almost lemon. I would say lemon's kind of
the closest. I was going to say, it's got kind of a...
That lemon pledge kind of...
It does smell a bit like lemon pledge.
In a good way. All of these things, like...
It's pleasant. Pleasant to the nose.
But
it looks a bit like lemon
pledge. I'm waiting for Wendy to potentially answer my question.
I'm crying.
It's okay.
I can't believe Wendy left that much pearl snap in her glass.
I'm drinking them all. I'm going to have to read the untapped thing because I can't find it.
You're good.
I have it on their website.
Not on their main site. Well, not my phone. All it says is their breakdown. But I can't find any info of what Robbie's asking, unfortunately. Ooh, they're doing a tequila barrel aged lager with lime and salt.
They've got that on the website.
Yeah.
Oh, so I like this.
You like Fire Eagle?
Yeah.
What do you think? So the color, it's the same.
Yeah, a little bit darker.
A little darker, a little more golden.
A little more golden.
The nose is great, lemony.
Yes. It's good. It's fruity.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
A little sweet.
I haven't had this in a while. This is really good.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, this is...
When it comes to IPAs, I personally am not a huge just like regular IPA guy. Like I like a juicy or
you,
a hazy.
You like a rounder mouthfeel that kinda, yes. That's more similar to your wheat beers you like.
Correct. And this is just a fairly regular IPA that I feel like I could pretty confidently pick up and drink.
Fortunately, I won't be able to find the answer to your question.
It's okay.
So I'm going to have some of this beer now because I haven't tried it. I can't think of the last time I've ever had this.
What do you think, Wendy?
That's delicious.
Yeah. Fire Eagle's great.
Hoppy, not like... This one's a heavier body than the first two, for sure.
Did I say the ABV and the IBUs on this one? 7.3% and 65 IBUs. So it's about 20 more IBUs than the last one, the Pearl Snap. But definitely a much more substantial body.
Yeah.
But once again, still endlessly drinkable. For 7.3%, this is super crushable.
I mean, definitely it tastes kind of bitter, but I mean, like...
It's an IPA.
Yeah, it's an IPA. It's an easy drinking IPA, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like it's got the body. It's not a complicated flavor profile. But yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to find more information about
Austin Beer Works was founded in 2011.
2011. Good job,
Pearl Snap.
Carter is killing it here.
Mike bag. I was fighting about the Pearl Snap.
But
it's prioritized.
This Fire Eagle's good. We shouldn't let too much dead air. Wendy, have you tried it?
Yeah, we're trying.
I did. Were you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said she thought it was a heavier, but not.
Yeah, but not too much.
Not too bad. I'm a big fan of this, actually. I hadn't thought about it in a while, but it really does, I don't know what to tell, how to put this. I used to drink a lot of these when improv used to be in person. This was a good pre-show beer.
It's a lot of IPA to have.
Not just like, you know, multiple ones during a show, but it's a good pre-show beer.
It's good. I'm just like, this is a heavy beer.
7.3 is like,
yeah.
Is enough to get you going. Whereas if I know other people that maybe had less tolerance would have like 3 Lone Stars or something. You're like, no, I'll have 1 Fire Eagle and be fine.
Yeah, you can just have one. Yeah, no, this is a good one that you have a good one. I think you feel good after. Not as crushable just because it's like.
It is heavier, yeah.
It's heavier, higher ABV, but otherwise, I mean, it's still clean. Like, I think that's what you get. I like a lot of ABVs, like website, and when you're checking out their beers, they used to have like a lot of that heavy machinery industrial look, right? And I mean, they still do.
Yeah, they still have the heavy machinery and I think
that's
series.
And that's what you get from, I think, these beers is that they're all clean. They're really clean. Really good. Yeah.
I mean, Fire Eagle is, it's a classic for sure. I'm trying to see what the, if they list the hops on Untappd. It does not look like they do, which is fine. But nothing too out there. I mean, it is a little citrusy, a little fruity on the note, on the nose.
Well, I almost like that it's not trying to go, because sometimes you get an IPA that might be like trying really hard to do something.
Yeah.
And this is just doing it. And I feel like that's a lot of ABW stuff, is they're just really good at what they're setting out to do.
Yeah, and it's consistent. Exactly. They have a consistency that not a lot of breweries have.
Okay, so looks like Pearl Snap came out before either 2012 or earlier, because in 2012 it won Best Beer. It was Beer Guide's Best Choice or Reader's Choice.
So yeah, if they started in 2011, then they...
Yeah, that would make
Fire
sense.
Fire Eagle... Maybe same time, who knows, but...
Fire Eagle, I think, was one of their founding beers. Fire Eagle and Peacemaker.
They...
the Anytime.
Yeah, they got a silver medal and top 50 American IPA from Paste.
Wow, that's awesome.
Color... Oh, I can find... I have the hops for that, for the Beer Guide, or, sorry, for Fire Eagle.
I found it, too.
Yeah.
It uses German Magnum, Columbus, Centennial, and Citra. Mm-hmm. All of those make sense. It
makes a ton of sense, actually.
Yeah, my grapefruit IPA that we're going to try hopefully soon uses Columbus hops as well as... What all did we use? Columbus was definitely the main
bitter. Weird that they don't give you Citra. Or did you use Citra?
But I don't. They didn't give us Citra, which is odd.
Weird that they don't have
Citra. The other was a random name, and it was two of the same one. I don't remember. Yeah. I think it's pretty funny that the Fire Eagle, the yeast that they use is an American ale.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pearl Snap is a German lager. But I think, like, yeah, the American... goes with the aesthetic of the can.
Columbus and Chinook, yeah. Chinook is pretty popular for IPAs as well.
Chinook.
I'm
shook.
Yeah. You're shook? You're Chinook? Chinook.
Anyway.
Then, just for fun, the hops on Pearl Snap are German Magnum, Tettnanger, Saaz, and Hallertau.
Also makes sense.
And... where's Peacemaker? I'm scrolling. Yeah, there we go. Peacemaker uses Newport Centennial and East Kent Golding, which also makes sense. So, all of them use, are both Fire Eagle and Peacemaker use an American ale yeast, and you ready for something surprising? The German Pilsner, Pearl Snap, uses a German lager yeast.
What?
You would never think. You're floored.
I am.
You're shocked, and honestly, they shouldn't answer for this. So
I'm going to boycott them now.
I think it's time for us to take a little break. We'll come back, and we'll have three more beers from Austin Beer Works.
Cool.
Hey, what's up? We're back. We're still drinking Austin Beer Works.
We're back. I don't know why I feel so
quiet.
Back.
What was the one about the dinosaurs coming back from extinction, Carter?
We're back.
We're back. A dinosaur story?
A dinosaur story, something like that.
We're back.
Here we are.
That's a crazy movie.
It is. There's a lot going on.
It's fucking wild.
I learned from that TikTok guy.
So we have a couple of options with these last three beers.
Yeah.
So we have a former member of the... core lineup.
Out with the old and with the new.
Out. So try the old first and then do its two replacements?
Yes. Unless you want to...
I was thinking.
The bodies are going to be different, though. So if you want to finish on it, like the more bitter, because that one's... Yeah. What do you want?
True. I don't care.
I don't know. I think we do the
old one. I definitely don't think there's an in-between. I think it's an... front.
Pick your poison.
He picked his poison. He's going front.
He's already everybody. Opened it. It's too late. Can't go back.
Robbie is opening up the Bloodwork Orange IPA from Austin Beer Works. As Robbie mentioned, it used to be part of their core, and now it's she outie because they've replaced her.
With two other beers that we'll get
two
to.
Two other beers, which makes sense that their colors are those. Wild. I've had this before. I like it. It's pretty good.
I have had this.
This
before.
Is you've got it in your fridge.
Carter's.
Right now.
I do.
Carter's
my roommate
got it recently.
Loves this beer.
Yeah.
When was your first time having this beer? Because I specifically remember my first time having this.
We had it at the house.
I'm pretty sure I had it the first time you gave it to me or something.
I want to say maybe you.
My first time having this, I will remember. was a trip to Franklin Barbecue nice. With all of us.
That's probably where I had it then, too.
I wasn't there for that.
You weren't there for that.
We don't throw that in my face.
I don't remember who all went to that
trip. The Goons. I think it was like Sam Rinkus, Phoenix, Session.
Tahir was there.
Yeah.
Maggie was there.
Yeah. That's almost definitely where I had it then.
Yeah, this is where that's where I had it the first time. It was also the first like real craft beer I had that I was like, oh, I like this. Like it was a real turning point for me as a beer drinker.
Gosh, I remember the first time I had this. Like I liked it okay.
Our cooler was packed with ciders, probably.
We almost exclusively drank ciders.
At the time.
And like Shiner Bock. Boys then.
Your boys then.
And Lone Star.
I don't even think I drank that. Like I was not a big beer guy, if you'll remember. I took a big turn.
That's true.
But yeah, when I first had this, I liked it fine, but it was still too bitter for my young taste at the time.
Lots of reds, lots of flashbacks. But, Angry Orchard.
Yeah. But I like it a lot now. I think it's a really good beer.
Yeah. The nose is actually pretty perfect on this. Super citrusy.
Oh, yeah.
Super hop forward.
I love the nose.
Let me.
I always forget how bitter it is, though.
This, of course, is kind of the most orangish.
Definitely don't be tricked by the orange part and the citrus nose because, as Carter mentioned, it is very bitter.
It's very bitter.
But it's got a very clean, I think, pretty light body. Not too heavy.
It is pretty light.
So this one just uses Magnum and Citra hops.
Easy drinking.
As well as blood orange puree and American ale yeast.
I think this is easier to drink than the Fire Eagle.
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Cover Girl.
Bloodwork Orange.
You're welcome. But I think this has a larger body than the Fire Eagle, actually.
I think it's 7% alcohol.
Somewhere in the middle.
I think I like this.
This one lingers more than the Fire Eagle.
Yes.
Interesting.
But it is, like, the body is lighter.
Yeah.
But it lingers longer. Which I don't like when beers linger.
I know you don't like that.
That's the thing. That's one of the only things about beer I still like. Sometimes I don't like. Or it'll keep me from drinking a beer that I may like the body a whole lot. I may not have more than one. It's because if the bitterness lingers for too long.
Which could be maybe why you don't like Beer Works as much. Because like these so far have like a consistent bitterness that stays.
Yep.
Yeah. But I like this one a lot. I think I would probably pick this up more than the Fire Eagle just because the Fire Eagle does have a heavier body, and I mean, that means I can drink less. But what's the ABV you said?
It's only 7%, so it's a difference between 7 and 7.3. I will say, this is interesting for me. I would have told you, and this is a beer I picked up when it was National IPA Day last year, and I took a picture with it and did, you know, all that stuff. I picked it up because I thought this was my favorite Beer Works IPA. I think speaking for tonight, I think I liked Fire Eagle more than Bloodwork Orange, which is not something I expected going into tonight. So, that's interesting. And I can feel it like creating a burp inside of me. So,
I just... incredible. Beautiful. I struggle.
I knew it was going to be a good one, so I had to...
It was a good one. It was like an almost Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, I had to like do it into the mic.
You're saying you're struggling?
I'm struggling because the smell is so citrusy and it presents itself as this, you know, blood orange IPA. You expect it to be.
I wish it was a little sweeter.
It's not sweet and it doesn't really have the orange flavor. Mine was small.
It's much more orange, like pith, than it is.
Than actual orange.
Well, I think that's why it's like it's specifically Bloodwork orange, like a blood orange. The blood orange isn't as sweet, but even then, that's why the first time I didn't like it because it wasn't sweet at all. I didn't find it. And now I'm like, I think this is good. I would love if it was sweet, though.
I wish it was tasted a bit more like orange. And it really doesn't.
Yeah, because it still follows the Austin Beer Works profile.
Samuel Adams tastes more like orange than this does.
Just very crisp, very... like even if it lingers, it's still very much there than it's done. And I think some of that comes from most of these using the same American ale yeast, which is like strange to think about that they all impart kind of the same amount of crispness. Same with the you know, the German lager yeast is also doing a similar crispness.
Kind of, I mean, they don't taste the same.
No.
But they do all have a familiarity.
That's why they have the same profile. And that's why, like, they just, like, clean and, I think, which is cool, I think, about Beerworks and why they've been able to build up their brand so much. But, like, for the most part, you get, for sure, get the same things. Let's do that one.
Yeah, that's fine.
This one might be Carter's favorite. I don't know.
I was going to say, that's why I kind of want to leave it for the end, but it'll be fine.
We can do it at the end.
No, no, no. We'll do it.
We can do it at the end. We'll do it. No, so, no, no. Carter, no. Okay, fine. Since you've complained.
Wow. So you picked Carter's side over me.
No, Carter put up a stink about it.
I did. Yeah. And I was just.
So that means sacrifice. You picked the man over the woman.
I'm trying to make Carter feel bad, Wendy. You're not.
No, I know. And now I'm making you feel bad.
Why?
So. I don't know. You chose it. And you did it in the middle of my explanation.
I chose what?
I was saying, I wasn't done yet, saying that, yeah, that's the thing about that you get with Beerworks and their branding is that you know that it consistently delivers clean and crisp. And I think they literally do work like a machine in all the beers that they produce.
Fine, Wendy made me feel bad enough.
I know, and I won, and I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to drink both of them in quick succession. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think you'll like the Amber Ale, but whatever.
You're not even going to pass it to me.
Yeah, no.
The one that you said was going to be my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, you better hope Wendy saves you enough.
I pour plenty fine. I'm not Carter.
What is...
You did this last time, remember?
Where did this hostility come from between us?
I've given Wendy the middle pour on both halves of the episodes.
And wow, Carter always manages to get enough beer.
Wild.
Yeah.
The nose on this one is delightful. I mean, I would also say this is one of my favorites as well.
I haven't had these.
You haven't had?
I saw when the ads came out, but I didn't.
This one, I think I also talked about it.
This is very satisfying.
This came out right before.
It's very picturesque.
I like the color and the head stays a lot.
Yeah, this came out right before the pandemic. So I think like our last episode before we went on hiatus for a bit was, I mentioned that I had tried this and really liked it.
That's sensible. Yeah.
I want to say I had
this. These two came out, this? I can't even tell
when they came out. They came out at the same time.
Yeah.
Right around February of 2020.
What a time.
So.
Yeah, it was before summer.
Ooh, the note. But honestly, what do you guys think of
this? I think this is this looks satisfying. When I think like wheat, this.
Yeah, this is definitely the haziest.
Did we say what it is?
This is Sun Shovel Wheat Ale. Which.
Yeah, no, the color's great.
It, in my opinion, I don't want to color anybody's expectations.
It's got the fruity notes.
It is the closest to Oberon that I think you can get year-round.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got the fruity notes that I love on the nose. It's
4.5% ABV, 20 IBUs. So, yeah, definitely love the fruity nose. Haziness, pretty good.
Now, this is what I'm talking about.
I figured this would be something Carter was really into.
This is...
Wow.
I'm going to drop my phone on the floor. Oh, my God.
We haven't done that in a while.
This is...
It's a good beer.
I want in a beer.
Yeah.
Beerworks works like a machine. They will put out clean and crisp. No matter what you get, whether you like the flavor or not, it's clean and crisp.
It's wheaty.
It's fruity.
It's fruity.
But it doesn't go into banana clove territory like a wheat ale can.
It's not at all. Crisp and refreshing. It doesn't linger.
I'm a big fan.
I like this a lot. I think I've complained about wheat beers before. Not that I hate them, but...
Have you had Oberon from Bell's?
Yeah, I like Oberon.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is closer to Oberon than it is to a wheat beer.
I think I might like Oberon a bit more. We'll have to find out soon. But
Oberon is special. Let's not...
Yeah, that's what I like.
Oberon is good.
But this... I don't think anything about this beer is offensive.
Ooh, we can talk about fun stuff. Sorry, fun stuff I've learned.
Uh-huh.
So this we'll go through the makeup of this beer. The hops are Simcoe, Cascade, Strata, Mosaic, Saphir, Citra, and Cryo, which is just a bunch of different hops that are pretty good.
Blew that burp into that mic.
Malts, they use pills, white wheat, and a C40 steam malt.
Steam?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that actually means with the malts. The yeast is what's exciting to me. They use a Voskvek yeast, which is a Norwegian strain of yeast, which makes a lot of sense here. So the cool things about Quebec yeast is that it ferments at higher temperatures instead of the regular ale fermenting temperature, which is about 62 to 72 degrees. That's mm-hmm. on like a regular USO 5 mm-hmm. ale yeast is about what you would get there. Or a lager yeast, which you have to ferment much colder. This ferments best actually from 85 to 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow, that's hot.
And it ferments fast at those temperatures.
Really?
So people have been experimenting with it and doing stuff like making an IPA in like 3 days.
Yeah,
by putting it at super high temperatures.
Yeah.
And when it has those high temperatures, it imparts really fruity flavors. Mm-hmm. So this is when I mean the malt, the hops are clearly doing a lot of work here and like just mm-hmm. giving it a bit of the malts and hops are giving it a backbone. But I think that fruit flavor is all the yeast right there.
Yeah.
Which is really cool to think about.
Yeah. Oh, that is cool.
I think this is delicious. I think this is a wheat beer that I do like. And I would like to revisit wheat beers. But like this, I like. I don't think anything about this is offensive. It's not really bitter. No. I think this is a good one you could give to people. It's still
only 20 IBUs.
Yeah. So
this is super drinkable. I love the fruitiness. Yeah.
There's not to say that there isn't a bitterness to it, but like compared to the other ones, this, I think, as you said, has the least of the bitterness.
Yeah.
It's so delicious.
Yeah.
Was not expecting to go down that. I was really looking at the you know, like the hops, and then was like, oh, I see something that's cool.
We talked about this the other day.
Yeah, Quebec yeast.
Very cool.
So, thank you, Norway.
Yes, Norway. Thank you for this. Quebec yeast, Vikings, and
that's about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. I'm really excited for this next one.
Yeah.
Also, I love the beer works. You're just great. Colors, amazing. Just because, I mean, I like the colors that they picked. And when they do, like Robbie said, they do their cool, fun prints or unique designs and art. I think it's really great. The sun shovels are cute. Like,
actually, Carter's the one who said when they do the cute prints, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Just to, you know, settle the tensions here.
Thank you.
Carter is the one who said that.
So I like the orange of the sun shovel a lot. But I really like the red of the Amber Vision you're pouring out for us.
This is the only one on the list today that I have not had.
I've also not had this. Which Ambers can be hit or miss with me.
What was the last Amber you really liked?
One that you said, oh, Carter, you'd really like that. And then I didn't.
Men are liars.
What was the last one you liked?
I don't remember. Couldn't tell you.
Ambers. We had a good one on the Boilermaker episode, the Abita Amber with the
yes.
Buffalo Traces.
I did like that one.
Isn't the that Blood Honey an Amber, or what is that?
It's a wheat beer.
I do like the Blood and Honey.
Blood and Honey is interesting.
Though, I don't know.
It's heavier than I expected. It's always
way heavier than you want. It's not particularly refreshing, but it is good.
I will say, my go-to... I mean,
that I've had another Revolver beer.
I don't know how much I've had either. That being said, Amber, I mean, Shiner Bock's pretty much an Amber. It's more than it is. It's more an Amber than it is Bock.
Have you had the Austin Amber from Independence? Sometimes it's the, what is it, Oklahoma Sucks?
Yeah.
Everyone's had Austin Amber.
You like that one?
I have had Oklahoma Sucks. Yeah,
I think
it's fine.
It's fine. It's I was going to say, yeah, it's fine.
I will say, that is how I feel about a lot of Independence beers, though.
Honestly, yeah, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I think they do some really cool stuff. There are some very unique stuff they do.
I ride hard for Live Oak and Cellus.
But
you do, which is like not like, those are like two bystanders in like the main fight, which is Independence versus Austin Beer Works.
I know, those are my two faves.
And then you're like, Live Oak and Cellus.
Literally today at Cellus, I was like, yeah, this is my favorite brewery in Austin. And the guy was like, really? It was like, you work here, dude.
Man. I want to try Meanwhile.
He was like, do you know where you are?
I really want to try Meanwhile. They're very new.
I had an IPA from there that was really good.
Really? Okay. We should go to that place together. But I was going to say,
super
with
clear for
Ambers.
Very clear.
Beautiful
amber color.
I don't think I'm far from Carter's opinion. Not necessarily that I dislike some ambers, but I feel like an amber is a beer that I don't think about.
Sometimes.
I'll pick up an ale, a lager, mm-hmm. I'll pick up a stout, IPA.
You know
I don't
what
know.
I like an amber?
I don't think about
when it's an Irish red. They're the same style, but I prefer Irish reds. Yeah.
My thing with ambers is I like when they're... Sometimes you get an amber and it's like way too bitter. It's like, I like the balance is all off. The flavors aren't there. But we didn't even talk about how it smells. This one has a very sweet smell.
Yes, it smells very sweet. This is the most different from everything we've had.
Yeah, I was very surprised. I was like, this is an amber?
See, this is the kind of amber I like. Mm-hmm. This is very much like one that is not too in your face.
No.
But has a good flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one, like everything else we talk about with ABW, it's very refreshing.
I'm trying to...
It's surprisingly crisp for an amber, which can usually not be that crisp.
Yeah. But this is good. Mm-hmm. I like it. I can't think of... I don't know how to describe the flavor.
It's almost... I don't want to say watery, but it has an almost diluted note. Not in a bad way, just enough to bring it down to where it's not like in your face.
Mm-hmm. I think this is with the right thing, very malt. I don't know. This is, I think, malt forward beer. I don't know. I don't get as many hops or bitterness from it, but I think it has like a fine body.
I made a big decision.
But
you did.
But I would have this. I could have this any time of the year. However, like they said, it's very different from the other beers we've had. This is not like a lager, half ale, whatever.
It does not have the same crispness, and it doesn't have the same hop forwardness. This is much more malt forward.
Which I like. I like a malty beer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, because that's what I was getting. I was like, this one doesn't have as many hops aren't as pronounced as the other ones. I honestly
prefer a malt bitterness to a hop bitterness.
That's fine. They have two distinct tastes.
That's fair.
I think they have very different tastes.
Not fair in that, like, you can't, like, that can't be your opinion, but just that's...
No, I mean, it's an understandable.
Yeah, it's just saying, like, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Not in a, I don't like that opinion kind of, that's fair.
Carter, you can't have that opinion.
I like...
Just in a, I understand what you were trying to
Carter, communicate. I eat raw hops for breakfast.
I would.
I like the color
Wendy
a lot.
Wendy was trying to sell my hops. When
I feel like a hop would be unpleasant to eat, but... I don't know.
You want to eat some dry malt extract?
Do I? I
feel like it tastes like Whoppers.
Oh, yeah. I bet it would taste like Whoppers because those are just malted.
Yeah, it's just...
can you brew a beer with Whoppers? We're testing.
What?
We're just...
Sorry, you said that as I took a sip of beer.
It was a thought that crossed my mind, and I was like, I have to say this, but I don't know if it's cursed.
Depends on what, if there's actually any fermentable sugars in there.
I would think so.
That's the science answer.
But what if you brewed a beer and put Whoppers in it in the process, like in the mash?
You could, probably. That's a question for Doing the Most, who is a great YouTuber you guys should follow if you're interested in homebrewing at all. Doing the Most on YouTube.
Message him.
Yeah, he's from Oklahoma. We could probably get him on the podcast if we wanted to.
That'd be cool. We haven't really had any actual like beer guests.
No, we haven't. I have some bourbon people I might want to bring on soon. But right now, we're waiting on vaxes. So that's...
Correct.
Right now, we're still limited to our bubble. Anyway, Wendy looks like she's either zoned out or ready to like share an opinion.
Well, I tried and you interrupted me 3 times.
I am so sorry.
And yeah. I just wanted to say that I like the color of ambers. So.
They do have a very pretty beer color.
They do.
You'll like the color of this IPA if made then.
Probably. I mean, yeah. Grapefruit IPA sounds like something.
Looking at it in the bucket lot. I should have sent you guys a picture.
And when when you made it, I liked the color of it. It's not that like a copper reddish, but
no.
I like it was a
it's pretty somewhere orange. Between what kind of the Fire Eagle looked like and this amber. It is a little darker than I expected, but that's also about where like Hopadillo falls too. So, which, like I said, the beer I made is more of a traditional IPA with some grapefruit flavoring, it's not like a hazy, you know?
Yeah.
That was another good one. It was okay.
Any final thoughts on the Amber Vision?
On the Amber Vision? It's... It's weird to say this. It is so different from everything else because everything else is of a very similar profile. That this, which is really in the grand scheme of things, pretty similar to everything else, is so wildly different, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is it my favorite amber I've ever had? No. Would I pick it up? I actually would pick up all these again, which is not a surprise.
Yeah, no.
Maybe one of my favorite breweries in general.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but I think my ranking will surprise myself. So I'm going to work on that while you guys talk about your rankings.
Well, I will say I am more fond of ABW now than I was going into the episode. Because I have at least four beers here that I would buy again.
Yeah.
My number six is going to be the Peacemaker. It was fine. I was like, this is refreshing enough, but it lingers a bit too much. It really was not what I was looking for. There are tons of other beers that are of a similar light quality that I would drink a Lone Star before I would drink this.
I mean, it's cheaper. So.
It's true. My number five is the Bloodwork. It's just too bitter, and it doesn't really taste like orange. It's It's too much. I mean, it's more complex, which I like.
That's the hard part I get with beers. And any, I think anything, any branding, whenever they put something in it, you see it and you're like, cause that's every time I pick it up. And I mean, the first time I picked it up, I expected a lot more sweetness. And you're not going to get that.
You look at the can and it's bright orange.
Yeah.
And you don't get that.
It's not as dark as like when you think of blood orange, I would have expected a darker thing. And then I would have thought, okay, so it's not going to be as sweet, but it is the light. Like you're saying, like the light color of a sweet orange.
Yeah. Then, I actually have a tie, which I don't have very often. But
yeah,
they're both very different, but I liked them both kind of equally. So tied for three, I guess, are the Fire Eagle and the Amber Vision. I actually really liked Fire Eagle. It may have been my biggest surprise going into this. I was didn't really have any expectations, but I enjoyed it quite a bit. Like I said, I've been looking for an IPA that's just a regular IPA that I can just...
No bullshit, nothing. It's not a complicated IPA.
It's just a regular IPA that I know I can pick up and drink and enjoy, and it's good to like have one that I'm like, okay, I know I will like this if I go and pick it up. And then Amber Vision, which we talked about. It's different. It's one of those kind of ambers that I like where it's not too in your face, and you've got those weedy notes, and then it's kind of sweet, which I liked. It is different. It's more of a wintry or just colder evening beer, not really. I wouldn't drink this in the hot sun kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's a good fall beer, I think. I would drink it in like a September or October setting, I think. Mm-hmm. Number two is the Pearl Snap. Like we said, it's a classic. It's kind of the benchmark from which you judge everything else. I loved it. And my number one is the Sun Shovel, which I think surprised no one.
It's really good.
It's delicious. And I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah. Good. Wendy, do you have your ranking?
Do you have any of them left? Is there any of them in it? No. Because I think I have...
There's a little bit of Sun Shovel.
Actually, that would be fun.
So. Do you need to try something?
Yes.
Because I need to pee. Let's take a quick break.
Cool.
All right, we're back. I peed, Wendy peed.
We all peed.
I peed.
I did not pee.
But Wendy also finished her ranking.
I did. I was having trouble figuring out because I couldn't remember what they taste like. And, of course, like kind of like Robert mentioned, they kind of have a similar profile. So, especially when we're having them all in one episode, it's hard to really distinguish them all. I feel like also because it's a Monday, I'm whispering a little bit, even though there's no one else here with us.
You're usually much louder.
It's hard on a Monday.
It's a bit of a low-key
episode. It is a low-key episode, but it's a low-key. It's also stuff that we're all like super drinkable. We knew there was going to be quality. I think we all felt safe.
That's one way to describe it.
There was no fluffy nuts to fuck it up for us.
Oh, God. What a time. So my number six is going to be the Fire Eagle. And all these are great beers. You look like you were mad. I didn't know.
No, I just think it's funny how wildly different all of our rankings are.
Oh, no, I meant Carter. Carter yawned, and he, like, looked like a madman.
Oh. Carter, are you pissed? You want to fight? You want to fight Wendy? Fight Wendy.
I'm going to fight you, Robbie, after this.
Oh.
You're calling him out, and that will go into mania moments.
Yes.
So my rankings are Fire Eagle, IPA.
Good cross promotion. Thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome. It was good. I think all of these are delicious. Fire Eagle just has the heaviest body for me that I'm like, this is good. I like the other ones, I think, more. My number five is the Bloodwork Orange IPA. I wish it was sweeter. I would love if it was sweeter. But it was close enough to the Fire Eagle that honestly I would pick it up over the Fire Eagle. Then I have the Peacemaker, which I really want to call Pacemaker.
Call a pacemaker.
Do it. Burp into the mic.
I can't. I'm so sorry. I just delight. Breathe. Air. Burp.
Someone burp real quick.
Come on. Okay, there we go. Bow, 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 bow. Good timing. So Peacemaker is my number four. I think it's really good. I just like the Pearl Snap better than that. However, this one and the Pearl Snap I think are great if you want to, you know, bring a beer that people are going to all drink, or if you want to introduce someone to beer. These, I think, BeerWorks does the basics of beer really well, and I think these are two really good ones. Yeah. I think I like the Pearl Snap more. I don't know. I think it has neither of them are very complicated in flavor, but I think the Pearl Snap's a bit more complex, and I like it more.
I will say, favor of the Pearl Snap.
Mm-hmm.
When you're comparing it to their respective styles of beer,
mm-hmm.
when you're comparing Peacemaker to a Golden Ale, when you're comparing Pearl Snap to a Pilsner, mm-hmm. Pearl Snap, I think, does something to distinguish itself from a lot of other Pilsners, whereas Peacemaker is very basic Golden Ale.
Fitting that mold of... That's a really good point.
Checks the boxes, but it doesn't necessarily stand out in any way that says, this is Peacemaker from Austin Beer Works.
That's a good point. Because if you want a Pilsner, an easy mm-hmm. beer, pick up the Pearl Snap because it has a little more complexity than your average Pilsner.
Yeah, and I think it stands out against something like Victory or... Mm-hmm. We've had a number of Pilsners.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Victory is also very different.
Yes. But also, those both scream, mm-hmm. I am this beer. Like, yes. It's not, even though they're both fitting their style to a T,
mm-hmm.
they have found ways to make their own, to find their own little niches, their own little complexities within that style
mm-hmm.
that are different than a lot of the other options. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. So Peacemaker 4, Pearl Snap 3, and then I ranked the two that I hadn't had, my top two, just because... it was new, and so I really liked that from the flavor I was used to that we were having, like Robbie said, especially the amber, which is my number two, very different from what we've had, but I liked it a lot. I thought it was a good beer. It wasn't on the bitter side of things as we had with the other ones, but mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. I wish it had a pretty color, just because I think Amber Vision's a dope name. And I like the can a lot. I wish I had a more red to the color, but for the most part, I think it was really good. And then I really like the Sun Shovel a lot, which I was surprised because I'm not as big as Carter.
I wasn't expecting you to like that as much.
I was going to say the Sun Shovel at number one surprised me.
Yeah. But I just thought it was really good. It is weedy, but it was really good. I really liked it a lot.
And it's not. You need to experiment with Kvike yeast.
Clearly.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in my bread.
But that's my ranking.
Your fermented bread. Awesome. I like your ranking. I think it's very interesting. It's very different from mine.
For the most part, I think if I had this a couple times, maybe it would be different. But for them, I just...
To be quite honest...
I like all of them.
I feel like this is a not very on-brand ranking for you.
No, it's not.
This is not what I would have guessed.
The wheat heavy. Well, I mean, I, is the wheat part,
the wheat and the amber being so high.
I would have, yeah, I would have put the piece. I would have put the peacemaker and the pearl snap probably higher.
Oh yeah, yeah, but that's why today I'm rewarding the new stuff that I had because that's why. Yeah, in a different year where I drink these consistently, I don't know. It could be this. It could not be this because I really do like that pearl snap a lot. I think the peacemaker would be willing to sacrifice to my.
Also, the way you talked about them, I would have figured you'd put the blood work at the end and. Oh, well. And then the fire eagle.
No, because I like that the blood work had a lighter body. Yeah. I think then I would maybe compare pricing at that point to really pick between the two, just because I think they're similar. It's just, unfortunately, I think the blood work, like you said, it's not sweet. And so it really is. A lot like just an IPA, in my opinion, personally. And so I'm just like, I like that it's lighter than the Fire Eagle. But then the difference is like the ABV and then price or something.
Yeah. The interesting thing will be now that Bloodwork Orange is going seasonal, will you be picking up more Fire Eagle and then picking up Bloodwork Orange when it's available?
I haven't picked up a lot of Bloodwork.
Will scarcity make it?
But will your roommate pick up more?
Is he sad? Does he know it's seasonal now?
He might not. But he does drink a lot of it, so he'll probably go like, he wasn't at the store anymore. What happened?
We'll have to tell him someday.
One day.
Someday.
Right, no, not right now.
Not right now. We'll let him live in blissful ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Let's do my ranking real quick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My number six, and truly, all of these I would drink again. I think we've all kind of said that.
My number six, and truly the worst beer I've ever had.
Oh, I was really hoping it was something like that. What a setup.
No, the worst beer I've ever had was on last episode. Go listen to that.
Oh, wrist lopper episode. Is it up?
Yeah, it's been up.
What the fuck? Wait, really?
Yeah.
I believe we both retweeted it.
The Fluffy Nuts episode has been out.
Oh, I thought you said Lost.
Like, no, the last episode.
Oh, my bad.
No, I don't have the Lost episode anymore.
Oh.
It was a disaster.
It was.
My number six, and truly because it's the one that I think out of all of these, I would pick up a competitor over it, is Amber Vision. Amber Vision goes to the bottom of my list.
Whoa.
Because I think I like a lot of Ambers better. I think this is interesting. I think it does it nicely, but I want a little more from it. I don't have any like true complaints. I just have a... All of these are good.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I agree. I would not necessarily pick it up over some other Ambers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But compared to the other ones, I was like...
I literally could not think of another Amber right now. So I was just like...
Yeah. So my next one, my number five, is the Peacemaker. This is a little too simple for me.
Fine with that. I'm fine with that.
I think this is super drinkable, but here when it comes down to it, is it really that much more drinkable than the Pearl Snap
or
the Sun Shovel?
Why get Peacemaker when you can get Pearl Snap?
Yeah. 100%. We didn't have Flavor Country tonight either. Another one where I'm like, why would I have Peacemaker when I could have Flavor Country?
This is baby beer. The Peacemaker it is compared really, to Pearl Snap.
It's baby's first craft beer. And it's good. It does its job well. Might it be like the first thing I have if I go to Beer Works and I'm going to spend an afternoon there? Maybe. It's a good way to like...
But you know...
You would start with the Pearl Snap.
I mean, there's a good chance if I went to ABW, I would be having Pearl Snaps exclusively. It's the issue.
Yeah.
But, it's a good, super easy beer. You know, maybe it's a lunch beer. Is that a weird thing to say? Like,
if it's a Dorito beer.
You know, which one was it? This beer that you said it was a Dorito beer?
Yes.
My bad. I take it back now. This is compared to everything else we had. This is, I guess the simplest. It's just, it has still that bitterness for me that there's I'm like, I want to mix with my Doritos.
It's really only good to wash down Doritos.
My next one.
It is a white can.
Goes to something I expected to go a little bit higher was the Bloodwork Orange. I like this beer a lot. I like the brand of it a lot. I think it's super solid. I think it's a really good blood orange IPA, even though it's not doing it in a super fruity way. I think there are changes that they could make to this concept that would make it better.
But the Fire Eagle before that.
Oh, get ready. It's not actually that. My number three is Fire Eagle.
Okay. I feel like these
super solid IPA.
The same.
Am I gonna pick it up over every other IPA? No. Am I gonna pick it over every other, like a lot of other American IPA standards? Yeah. Am I? You know, I might pick it over a Voodoo Ranger or a Hopadillo, you know, or insert whatever, you know, whatever standard IPA. In my IPAs, most of the time,
over a Hopadillo any day.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
That's a good point.
Most of the time, when I'm actually looking at IPAs at this point, I'm looking for someone to do something different with it. I'm looking for like milkshake IPAs. I'm looking for hazies. I'm looking for black IPAs even. Mm-hmm. Like there's just, I think it's such an interesting starting point that, and I mean, doing it well, doing the American IPA style well is good. Mm-hmm. But I want a little more.
Fergie in the black IPAs?
Oh, oh no! You were saying, you were saying it in my mind. I was just like, no, he's gonna finish it. It's a run and funny. So, congrats!
Mm-hmm.
You win Taphead joke of the day.
Thank you.
And you're never gonna find out my top two beers.
Honestly, I think I can guess.
How did you even what?
It, okay, if you had to guess, what's my number two?
Sun Shovel.
Yep.
Yeah.
My number two is Sun Shovel. It's super drinkable. The hops are right. I think it's super interesting. I'm actually very interested in it now that I know that yeast fact about mm-hmm. it.
Check out the does everything spinoff yeast facts.
Oh.
We could just do episodes about yeast.
That's okay.
It would only have one listener and it'd be me, but
what can be yeast facts with Robbie?
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Robbie. No, specifically, you're like, hi, Robbie.
Hi, Robbie. you're listening to this,
you referred yourself in the third person.
It's yeast facts.
Well, he knows he's listening.
Just yourself.
Technically, it's breaking the fourth wall.
Is it breaking the third wall if I'm talking to myself?
Oh, the house is small. My bad.
It's a tiny house. my number one is a beer I stan. I don't have a lot of beers that I like truly, like, you know, I will fight someone if they say this is a bad beer. Mm-hmm. This is like a hill I would die on.
Robbie, what if it said something problematic a few years ago?
I love it anyway. I think we allow for growth.
Classic white man. So.
I think we allow. Here's my rant about cancel culture. You're both muted. Here we go.
What I was going to say, or you want to cancel this real quick? No, I was just making sure. But I think if you think of like top Austin beers, or you think of like top Austin, good, safe, great drinking Austin beers, I think the Hefeweizen, Live Oak's Hefeweizen's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a comic shop, but that's very different. I don't know. Time of year. But this is up there. 100%. If you see a Pearl Snap, you don't know what to drink, just get the Pearl Snap.
Look, if you guys are trying to cancel Pearl Snap, I'm going to talk about. We're going to have another thing to talk about
here. You don't actually need to mute us.
Yeah. We were letting you
look. Rant. Don't get me on about canceling and cancel culture. And
anyway, what a lovely episode of Tap Heads.
I'm just going to say Pearl Snap is a patriotic choice and
Wait. So you're calling Pearl Snap the patriotic choice over File
Eagle.
The File Eagle.
No, I messed up. The Fire Eagle American IPA.
America's right. Clerical mascot, File Eagle.
Yeah, you're right. I did pick the German Pilsner.
Go over the American IPA. That was funny. Oh, well.
Pearl Snap is...
Yeah.
American clerical icon.
Yes.
File legal.
I'm not upset with your Fire Eagle choice. I really did think it was pretty good. It's just the lighter body. But then you have the ABV, and then again, you got to compare pricing. But I like your ranking fine. I think it's good. Amber Vision, I want to have more Ambers compared to, and then I don't know where that would go. But I think the rest of it's great.
What?
What?
You disagree?
I disagree.
You want to fight?
Maybe.
On Mania Moments, tune in!
Carter's not going to be on Mania Moments for a bit.
Unless
I will be. You are going to be doing a certain episode that Phoenix does not want to do.
Oh, we're going to be forcing Phoenix to do it.
Did you win the belt? Or have you guys, when are you
winning the belt? That's at WrestleMania. That's in 2 weeks.
All right. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
We could go into the end and you could promote that.
Yeah, we could go into the end. Carter, what
find,
do you have
from you can find me on Twitter at, say, Spilliards, like, spill something in your yard and add an S. Why are you firing my levels?
I don't know. You were whispering.
Why?
I wanted to give you an effect.
Okay. I feel like it's just going to be distracting. Spill something in your yard and add an S. CA Spilliards.
At gmail.com.
Maybe?
It's a unique last name.
You can bleep that out.
You didn't have to say that. Now I have to bleep it out.
Dude, exactly. Do it in post, bro. Do it in post.
Do it in post. It's fine.
Dude and Prost.
You
Prost.
Said it. I
Prost.
I Prost. Prost. Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
At spill something in your yard.
And oh, this.
Can't say it fast enough.
I'm going to be on Twitter at File Eagle.
Is it taken?
The American Clerical
Could you
icon.
Could you make, that would be a funny parody account of the Fire Eagle Fire Eagle beer, and you Photoshop a beer, an File eagle over it, and that's File all you post. Get taking the mail today.
It's true.
Wendy, where can everyone find you?
Everyone can find me on Twitter at Wendy with a W. Instagram
at File Eagle is taken.
Fuck. Really? What is it?
Download useful softwares to your PC and laptop.
Oh, that makes sense. Makes sense. Whatever. It's a file thing.
File Eagle IPA. Maybe that's another beer you can make.
Also, at Eagle File is taken.
Mm. Well, that's probably someone that loves eagles.
No, it's not spelled like... It's spelled like file.
Could still be someone that loves eagles but is bad at spelling.
They file all the eagles they find.
Also, upload, share, track, and manage your files. Eagle File provides simply a powerful hosting for everyone. Well,
you know
what?
You know how to do your job. Do it right.
Bring down a capitalist society here.
I've finally made a Taphead's Instagram. I just haven't been posting consistently. Soon we'll do highlights on our fellow house.
The Taphead's Finsta.
I'm not good at Finstas. I don't even have a Finsta.
When are we getting the Taphead's OnlyFans?
Ooh.
Who's putting their dick in a can?
I'll get one, I guess.
A can?
A dick?
Ooh.
I'll bring the can and you bring the dick.
Look, is it fine if it's bleeding?
No one said anything about it couldn't be freeze-dried.
It's fresh. Fresh dick.
Look, we're going to rehydrate a dick. It's
gonna... It goes in the mash.
Ew, in the mash, Bill. Richard Hops.
I mean...
So it's classier.
Dick Hops.
Grubby. I was going to say dick yeast.
Oh, wow. Ew, I don't like
Dick
that one.
Dick yeast barbecue pit.
Oh, good. Where can people find you, Robbie?
On the internet at Robbie DeShazer.
What shows you got?
I have two other shows that we can talk about. One of them is called Mania Moments with Robbie and Phoenix. That's about WrestleMania. If you like wrestling, you should go check it out. I also used to do a show called Film Fracas that maybe will never come back.
Used to do a show called
Carter Film also Fracas. Did that.
Carter used to do a show called Film Fracas.
But Carter apparently dropped it now.
Carter's done with the show. I don't know what change happened in his heart.
I want it to go on, and yet, in my heart.
I also write about wrestling for WrestlingNewsWorld.com. Those articles come out on Wednesday mornings and early afternoons. I homebrew mostly on the Taphead's page.
On Twitter, on so Twitter. Far. Instagram is not doing well. Wendy's not good at it.
Wendy, what
I'm
are you
kidding.
Doing?
By not doing well means I haven't done anything.
That's okay.
We got a new follower.
We're working on it. We got one follower.
Well, we have
That's
us.
Not us.
Yeah.
Did you even get Maggie to follow us?
No. I got she other was, people to follow us.
She was right there when you made the account.
The last time we filmed a Taphead's episode, someone followed us, so.
Well.
Anyway.
Congrats.
We love our Instagram followers. More than our Twitter followers, and actually.
Congrats for writing for Wunu.com. I was really thinking how to say
I,
it.
For one, can't wait for the new Black IPAs album. Drink responsibly, friends.
If only you had done this with time to better, that would
this is,
cut it out.
This has been Tap heads. This has been a low key tap heads.
We know, and then do scratch noise, and then we'll bring some energy back.
All right, guys, that was tap heads. That was tap heads. Thanks for listening.
What the hell?
Drink responsibly.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. We love you guys so much.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tap Heads. Make sure to give the show a 5-star rating wherever it is that you're listening. It really does help the show out. If you want to help buy us a beer, you can by going to anchor.fm/tapheads and click support this podcast. We love the support from our fans and we will be eternally grateful to you. You can always follow the show on Twitter @tapheadsshow. And finally, remember to always drink responsibly. Thanks for listening and we'll be back with a new episode soon. Media.